The European Union started sending millions of dollars in aid to Libya in 2015 to slow the numbers of migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea. The money came with promises to improve migrant detention centers. The centers are paid for in part by the EU and enabled by the United Nations. But an Associated Press investigation says that the migrant detention centers in Libya have become places of torture and abuse. Since 2014, migration has been an issue of increasing importance for European citizens, notes the European Council on Foreign Relations, a research group. This is the result of more people fleeing poverty and violence in Africa, the Middle East, and Afghanistan, and then arriving in Europe. The issue became especially important in 2015, when more than 1 million migrants arrived there. In reaction to the crisis, the EU set up a fund meant to reduce migration from Africa. Some of the fund's money goes to Libya. Since 2015, the EU says it has sent more than 400 million euros on projects in Libya. Most of the money has been spent through UN agencies such as the International Organization for Migration, IOM, and the Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR. Libya, however, has a problem with corruption and is involved in a civil war between the UN-supported government in Tripoli and militias based in the east. The chaos helps people who are trying to make money from migrants' problems.
The AP found large amounts of EU money have been sent to militiamen, traffickers, and Coast Guard members who exploit migrants. In some cases, the AP said emails suggest that UN officials knew militia groups were getting the money. The militias involved in abuse take money given to feed and help migrants who then go hungry. For example, millions of euros in UN food contracts were under negotiation with a company controlled by a militia leader. At the same time, other UN teams raised concerns about starvation at the same detention center. That information comes from emails received by the AP and discussions with at least 6 Libyan officials. In many cases, money goes to neighboring Tunisia to be laundered, where it then goes back to militias in Libya. The EU's records show that its officials knew of the dangers of the migration crisis in Libya. Budget documents from 2017 warned of a medium to high risk that Europe's support would lead to more human rights violations against migrants.
The story of Prudence Amy and her family shows how migrants are exploited in their journey through Libya. Amy left Cameroon in 2015. When her family heard nothing from her for a year, they thought she was dead. She was, however, held in a detention center in Libya. In 9 months at the Abu Salim detention center, she told the AP that she saw European Union milk and diapers delivered by UN workers. But those goods were taken before they could reach migrant children, including her young son. Amy said she would spend 2 days at a time without food or something to drink. In 2017, a man came looking for her with a photograph of her on his phone. "They called my family and told them they had found me," she said. "That's when my family sent money." Crying, Amy said her family paid $670 to get her out of the center. She was moved to another place and eventually sold to another detention center. Her captors asked for more money, $750 this time, from her family. Her captors finally released the young mother. After her husband paid $850, she got on a boat that got past the Coast Guard. A European humanitarian ship rescued Amy, but her husband remains in Libya. Amy was one of more than 50 migrants spoken to by the AP. Reporters also spoke with government officials, aid workers, and businessmen in Tripoli.
Both the EU and the UN say they want the detention centers closed. In a statement to the AP, the EU said that under international law, it is not responsible for what goes on inside the centers. The EU also said more than half of the money in its Fund for Africa is used to help and protect migrants, and that it depends on the UN to spend the money wisely. The UN said the situation in Libya is highly complex. It has to work with whoever runs the detention centers to keep them open for migrants. UNHCR does not choose its counterparts, said Charlie Yaxley, a spokesman for the UN Refugee Agency. Some presumably also have allegiances with local militias. After 2 weeks of being questioned by the AP, UNHCR said it would change its policy of giving food and aid contracts for migrants through other groups. Yaxley said UNHCR would offer contracts directly for services needed for the centers. Julian Raikman was, until recently, the Libya chief for the aid group known as Doctors Without Borders. He said he believes the problem started with Europe's unwillingness to deal with the politics of migration. I'm Dorothy Gundy.
And I'm Susan Shand.